Jonathan Green with you on RN Breakfast, and I sense that you're feeling a degree of comfort. Indeed I do. Look, growth might be below trend. Consumer confidence is fragile, but according to a survey out this morning, Australians are feeling much more comfortable about their state, or the state of their finances. Rising house prices, improving job availability, all of those things have pushed the ME Bank's Household Financial Comfort Index to a three-year high. But Jeff Houghton, a consulting economist with the ME Bank, says concern about the impact of the federal budget on household finances still remains elevated. Our business editor, Cheryl Bagwell, spoke to him earlier.
There were three key drivers in the last 6 months. There's some easing in the elevated negative concerns about the federal government policies. A small majority of 52% expect the federal budget measures to have a negative impact on their financial situation. But in a more positive sense, there was a big improvement in the labour market. And for the first time, more people felt that it was going to be easy to get a job if they became unemployed than if it was big difficult finding a job.
This survey would appear to be going against, the angst and pessimism coming up in consumer sentiment surveys in recent months, certainly since the last federal budget. I mean, we've even seen voters close to turfing out a first-term government in Queensland because of voter concerns about jobs and asset sales. Why the disconnect, do you think?
I think the consumer surveys have been a little mixed. In this case, you're also getting the positive effects of rising asset values as well. Home values have continued to rise, and people's superannuation has continued to rise. And the labour market has just started the turn, and it's showing improvements in around people's expectations in around job availability and job security.
As you mentioned, consumers reacted negatively to the federal budget last year when it unveiled cuts to health, education and welfare. Are you saying the shock of that is now fading?
Well, I think there's a couple of things there. First, it's still very elevated, so still 52% of Australians still think it's going to impact them negatively over the next year. In the case of Queensland, it actually didn't fall in the last 6 months. It stayed an elevated 66% of Australians. And equally, some things have been watered down, but a great bulk of things are still being just held up in the Senate, and I think that's seeing some easing in concerns around it. But yes, we've still got to see what happens in the Senate and effectively what the government actually ends up delivering.
From looking at the Queensland result, would you say kind of consumer sentiment around these sort of things, confidence, is pretty volatile?
Yes, volatile, but again, the key message is it's one of their biggest worries. It's showing up in their legislative concerns, both at a federal and a state level, one of the biggest, top five biggest worries of Australians right now.
And if people are saying that they feel financially more comfortable, I mean, what's the broader implications of that for the economy?
Oh, I think that Australian households have been very prudent over the last few years and had very high levels of precautionary savings. As comfort rises and both income becomes more secure and there's asset gains, that precautionary savings will begin to ease and there'll be more spending down the supermarket.
So you would expect that to follow a survey like this, that over the, what, you know, what's your outlook on that for the coming year based on this?
Yeah, you do see some rebalancing across the Australian economy. You do see household sector starting to pick up a little as the mining sector, the investment phase of the mining sector cools. So you are seeing that as households starting to take up a little bit of the slack. It's just that when you add it all together, it's still stuck in about third gear, and there's been some negative trends with global world growth and also concerns around commodity prices as they've tumbled in the last few months.
Tomorrow, the Reserve Bank meets for the first time this year. The markets are pricing in around 60% chance it will cut the cash rate and a 100% chance, a near certainty, will do so by the end of the year. Now, at the end of last year, most economists thought that the central bank would actually keep rates on hold throughout 2015 and maybe raise them next year. So where do you sit? What's your forecast based on this survey? Is the RBA likely to add a bit more stimulus to the economy by cutting rates further?
I think the bias is for interest rates to fall further over the course of next year. In the case of tomorrow, I think the Reserve Bank may just wait and see a little bit to see some of the how the broader indicators open this year, and equally to see how the Australian dollar settles down, because the fall in the currency will have a big effect on the Australian economy during the course of this year.
Jeff Outon, he's consulting economist with ME Bank, just released its biannual Household Finance Comfort Index. It's at a three-year high, and he spoke there with business editor Cheryl Bagwell, 8:25.